Part 3. In this part, you will hear three short segments from a radio program. The program is called Learning from the Experts. You will hear what three different radio guests have to say about three different topics. Each talk lasts about 3 minutes. As you listen, you may want to take some notes to help you remember information given in the talk. Write your notes in this test booklet. After each talk, you will be asked some questions about what was said. From the three answer choices given, you should choose the one that best answers the question according to the information you heard. Remember, no problems can be repeated. For problems 36 through 50, mark all your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do you have any questions? Segment 1. When you tickle someone, they laugh, which means they like it, right? When tickling is consensual and playful, then it is enjoyable. However, there are some circumstances under which tickling is associated with something other than pleasure. Mary Brown reports.
It is common for friends and siblings to tickle one another as they play. In fact, all mammals enjoy getting tickled. But getting tickled after a certain point seems to be a source of annoyance, even though it results in laughter. Brain scientists in University College London are trying to figure out why this is so. One interesting finding is that tickling and our reaction to it is associated with panic. Here's Professor John Anderson to tell us more.
It may sound strange, but we laugh when we're tickled as a reflex, and not because we enjoy it. Tickling is a reflexive action of the body which tells us that something foreign, like an insect or something, is touching us. It's like the body saying, "Hey, there's a creepy crawling thing on you that you may not like. Get rid of it." It is also a signal telling us a part of our body is being touched in such a way that we may be threatened. It's no coincidence that the most ticklish parts of our bodies are also the most vulnerable. We laugh because we feel nervous, not because we're enjoying the tickling. If someone forces that part of our body even more, we start feeling pain. For instance, the lower abdomen is an extremely vulnerable part of our body. It's also one of the most ticklish parts. Our brain tells us to feel uncomfortable since it doesn't know the purpose of the tickling. But when someone touches our arm or our chest, because these body parts are protected by bone and muscle, our brain tells us not to feel threatened, so we don't laugh.
So the laughter experienced from tickling is more like a nervous reaction and not because of pleasure. Still, it's interesting to note that despite what you say, we still feel, initially at any rate, pleasure when someone tickles us. We enjoy it, and we tickle our nearest and dearest.
That's true. Well, when we laugh, irrespective of the reason, the brain releases endorphins, a naturally occurring hormone with pain-relieving properties. The more we laugh, the more endorphins are released, leading to feelings of pleasure, which is why we enjoy being tickled. But up to a point, because when we're tickled, the brain also receives the following admittedly conflicting signal. There's something foreign touching you, something that's not you, so be careful. This is why we can't tickle ourselves. The brain knows it's us and not someone else, so it tells us not to be afraid. If tickling persists, then despite the laughter, the body starts feeling threatened, and the release of endorphins stops. In one interesting experiment, a group of people were made to tickle themselves with a stick. Then they were tickled by researchers, and then they were tickled by a mechanical device. There was almost no laughter when people tickled themselves. But there was the same amount of laughter when people were tickled by human researchers and the mechanical device. So it doesn't matter what causes the tickling, as long as it's something not controlled directly by us.
And what about situations where we tickle people because we love them, because we want them to be happy? For instance, mothers tickle their babies. Tickling is not simply something we do to make someone laugh. Or rather, it's a bit more than that. Tickling is actually a form of nonverbal communication for humans and for other mammals. Basically, we tickle a person because we want to bond with this person.
According to the information, why do people laugh when they are tickled? According to the speaker, what parts of our bodies are the most ticklish? 38. Why do we feel pleasure when we're tickled? 39. According to the speaker, why can't we tickle ourselves? 40. According to the information, what is one reason people tickle each other?